The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of February, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Firefox users, you'll be happy to hear this. Firefox is now going to encrypt domain name requests by default, at least if you're in the U.S. Yeah, it's taken a little bit, but Mozilla has started to make DNS over HTTPS the default for Firefox users in the U.S. Now, of course, without DNS over HTTPS, those bad people on the interwebs can actually see what websites you visited, meaning the protocol will protect your privacy from effectively disguising DNS queries as regular HTTPS traffic. Now, of course, if you live outside the U.S., you can enable the feature by visiting Firefox settings menu and then toggling on that appropriate option. Get in, get your crap, get out. Well, that's what Amazon's trying to do at their first cashierless grocery store. If you haven't heard this already, yep, it's open. And of course, where else would it be but in its hometown of Seattle? The new grocery store called Amazon Go will allow customers to shop for everyday grocery items, you know, like your fresh produce, your meat, your seafood, bakery items, you get the idea. Then shoppers will use the Amazon Go app to scan all their crap. Then cameras and sensors will track the items moved from those shelves in the store. And then when you exit the store, your cart is checked out automatically using your preferred payment method you have on file. Now, we all know Amazon's been doing the convenience store type of thing for a little while now. This is definitely on a much bigger scale when it comes to a whole grocery store. So if you're in the Seattle area and you want to go check it out for yourself, head on over to 610 E Pike Street. Hours of operation 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Samsung Galaxy S20. Hey, guess what? It's actually going to be the first phone that's certified for USB fast charging. The certification, of course, comes from the USB Implementers Forum. That is the organization that's leading the advancement of USB tech. So what comes along with this certification? Well, it supports programmable power supply, PPS, and USB power delivery. That would be USB PD 3.0 specifications. This basically all comes down to that the USB power is delivered at a specific voltage and current required by the device, meaning both the charger and the handset are able to communicate properly. Now, the S20 and the S20 Plus, they'll support fast charging up to 25 watts, but the S20 Ultra, yep, super fast charging of 45 watts. And finally, hey, where the hell did I put my AirPods? Oh, there they are on my wrist. Huh? Yeah, here's a new Kickstarter campaign that just kind of makes you go, okay. This is for all of you people out there that have this sort of habit of saying, I've misplaced my AirPods. Where could they be? Well, introducing the AirBand. It's a new silicone band for your Apple Watch, and it actually doubles as your holder for your AirPods. Now, if you're curious, does it actually work with AirPods Pro? Yes, it does. It's supposed to actually work with both the AirPods and the AirPods Pro. As you probably guessed, it's a watch band that can go on your Apple Watch, and then right below that Apple Watch face there, you got two little slots, one for the left and one for the right earbud. Looks kind of silly, I have to say, but if it sounds like it's up your alley and you feel like pledging about a minimum of $20 to secure at least one AirBand, it could be a lot cheaper than actually losing an AirPod. As far as the actual cost of the watch band, we still don't know that yet. They're still needing to reach their goal of $10,000 to get this thing started. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website for all the podcasts, blog, and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. If you need great, reliable web hosting, need domain names, and so much more, you should go check them out today at tsohost.com. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that today by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's gonna be happening. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.